Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns. Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Okay.
That's not how you start.
Sorry.
Thank you. Pods, hello, welcome to the Airbuds podcast. I'm Jamel, and this is going to be online somewhere. Hey, Peter, look what I found.
Oh, yeah. Where is that from?
It's from the Staples Center.
That's right.
It's from the Staples Center. It's from when you broke a chair at the Staples Center.
Whoa, you took that?
Hell yeah.
This is Mike. Jamel, for our listeners, is holding up the camera an armrest and a cup holder that Peter accidentally tore off of a seat at the Staples Center. And
I put my apple juice in it. Look.
That is really like your third arm, but when you're like my third arm, but then it's just like
it's my third arm.
Yeah. That's hilarious. It is like this, call your dick a third arm. Oh, it's third leg, but arm.
Yeah. Your dick. Listen, I'm not a pro at locker room talk, as we all know.
That's fair. Clearly. That's fair.
You're listening to, I'll just introduce him now, returning champion, fourth bud, always on the pod every other week. Welcome back, CJ Toledano. Hello, CJ.
What's cracking? Hey, can we tell the people why it's 9 a.m. on a Saturday and we're recording this?
Because my internet cut out mid-episode and I decided to touch my computer like a fucking idiot.
Jamel on Vulture's 2021 comedians who can't get good internet to watch.
Yeah.
That's you.
Should email. Can I email the fucking article to Spectrum? Tell them to eat my butt.
After years of having awful internet, Vulture finally recognizes you.
Like, hey, is that comedian who, like, his face is always fuzzy when he's on Zooms and stuff? He's pretty good.
Comedians that are hard to recognize because their internet connection is bad and makes their video fuzzy.
Listen, I was on Comics You Should Know or whatever, but I'm top 10 with an HP Pavilion. Top 10 working comedian using an HP Pavilion.
What?
I will take that to the bank.
What computer are you using right now?
HP Pavilion. Fuck that.
Wow, on the weekends, you're back to HP Pavilion?
Yeah, yeah. I leave the MacBook for the heavy duty stuff. That's midday. You guys know that's midweek.
Jamel got a MacBook.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah. I think I talked to him. I would think I might have been one of the first people you video chatted with when you got it, and you were like, I'm scared, man. I don't know what's going on here.
I don't like it. I don't like where the stuff is. I don't like that I can't right click anything. I don't like the little thumbprint shit. No, you can't.
I'll teach you. But yes, Jamel, it very much is not a Jamel device.
It feels bad and wrong.
No, you just use two fingers to right click.
Yeah.
What? I'm supposed to finger my computer?
Well, let's not,
I don't want to finger my computer. I don't fucking, this isn't her, dude. This is whatever that fucking movie was called. No.
So anyways, we did a whole ass episode going over all the 21-22 City Edition uniforms. A lot of gold in there, just kind of lost in the Zencastr mist. We don't know.
Oh man, we made fun of so many reputable NBA writers and just influencer types.
Mm-hmm. Influencer types is a compliment.
We revealed who Rob Max is nice.
Wait, is this let me clarify, because it is so early. I feel like we dove right in without full organization. Is this the Patreon episode, or is this going on the feed?
This is real, this is a fully we gotta go real.
Are you kidding me? Okay. You can't have CJ record two Patreon episodes. What are we?
Yeah, come on,
monsters. That's
well, after we're done with this main feed episode on the Patreon, go to patreon.com/airboatspod. I want to talk all about Max's nice getting robbed. So that'll be the Patreon episode.
I'll do it here.
Well, no, I think maybe we want to go on the Patreon for that.
Why do we want to go on the Patreon? Why? Are you afraid of Max's Nice? Do you think Max's Nice is going to pistol whip you?
I'm going to advocate for the fact that Max's Nice should be robbed. I think he should be robbed all the time.
Don't you feel better? Don't you feel better saying that in front of America?
I was more going to review the response tactic of Subway sandwiches, the $1,000 cash app to each of you. I don't even know if I'm mad at him, but man, I'll buy you guys Subway is hilarious. Response to give me your change.
It's like,
if I was robbing someone and they offered to buy me Subway, I would probably think harder about pulling the trigger
I mean, can I get the Cali Turkey Footlong Pro?
Yeah.
Why are they selling sandwiches like laptops?
The Seafood Delight, motherfucker.
Yeah. Ew.
That is. I don't know if I believe that story. For any listeners that are not aware, Max is Nice is a guy who made his bones on the internet doing NBA comedy, quote unquote, by doing, I guess, bad impressions of basketball players.
Impressions of guys walking.
Yeah.
Yes, he does beard face with LeBron James, a white dude who puts on a beard, and it gets a little weird. And you're like, is this funny or is this Al Jolson?
He is still white in his body. If he, if he threw on some bronzer, we'd have a little more of an issue, I think.
But
he puts on the black scent, though. He's definitely going a little over the line for me to be comfortable as a white guy.
Yeah, I don't know where he's from. Let me put it that way.
I don't know where he's from, but I don't know if that's even an excuse. I don't know.
What if he was the one white kid in Drumline?
What if he was Steve Martin in The Jerk?
Yeah. What if he's fucking the kid Nick Cannon taught how to play bass drum?
If Max is Nice turns out to be the kid that Nick Cannon taught to play the drums, then I will take back everything I said.
Yeah. That's a good deal.
Yeah. But this is a podcast about basketball, not obscure basketball personalities getting robbed. Although I think we could do a whole separate podcast about that. And I would listen. I already plugged the Patreon. Go to Airbuds on TeePublic. Order some T-shirts from us. Give us 5 stars on Apple. Any other business I missed, Peter, Jamel?
Go listen to Jamel's NBA Storytime.
Oh, yeah. NBA Storytime from Jamel Johnson. Excellent podcast. I think, have we all been on it at this point or no?
Well, mm-hmm. Peter can't be on it because it's illegal.
Right. And, I will be on it eventually. Yeah,
I think you're on it next week, Bennett, or 2 weeks from now.
There you go. Yeah, and if you thought there's no way Bennett could talk about Sonic the Hedgehog furry sex on NBA Storytime, you will be proven wrong.
Yeah, you thought wrong, Holmes. This is the big leagues.
Yep. But guys, let's recapture the magic that we had on the lost episode with CJ talking about the new City Edition uniforms, the Moments mixtape editions.
I like that they off rip. I like that every team has included some player that is alive and not on the team anymore. Like they have John Wall in the fucking the Wizards promo.
Hmm.
You know, there's all types of little shit like that.
It is a way for these teams to confront their past. You know, like a lot yeah. of teams will not do that. I've worked for teams where we go, we don't talk about legacy. We talk about what's in front of us. And it's like, guys, you are 11th in the East. Is that like, what are you doing? Talk about 89-90. I'm not talking about a specific team. But
you know. Are you sure? You're not talking about a group of like unsavory sure? boys?
Yeah.
Not talking about some not nice gents.
It's time for some of these teams to embrace, hey, we just want some retro jerseys because the current team sucks.
We're looking for some unfriendly fellas.
Yeah. To and totally picking a jersey to start with at random. Let's talk about Detroit. What do we get?
One of my favorite jerseys. One of my favorite jerseys that was revealed.
Now explain why you like this so much, because I think this is maybe in my mid tier. This is like the middle class of these jerseys for me.
I mean, just off top of my head. Jamel witnessed this firsthand recently. There are these swingmans, these Nike swingmans in the early 2000s that had come out where they were just doing straight up alternates that didn't exist in the league. Players didn't wear them. And it's like this Fort Wayne Pistons throwback with like the, how would you, like the lightning type font?
Yeah, it's supposed to, what is that? Is that like a catalytic converter? Is that like an alternator?
Maybe it's something like that, but I just think it's retro, but like futuristic in a way, but also simple.
We have to also like collectively acknowledge that these jerseys are so much tamer than years past because they have to kind of like stick to their, I don't want to sound like I'm talking about Robert E. Lee, but like stick to their history. You know what I mean?
Like
you
stick to sports because you say that a lot.
Well, I was gonna say like the heritage, but I felt like that was a big old dog whistle. So
yeah, no.
But like it kind of put some restraints on how crazy some of these jerseys, because like the Cavs, for example, like they needed the guardrails to be like, guys, you can't make gray junior varsity jerseys that say the land on them. Like that's not appropriate. Like you've strayed too far. So at least I feel like for the most part, giving everyone kind of like those bumpers or, you know, the lanes to stick in made these jerseys generally better, because at the end of the day, we all want some kind of throwback like thing.
Yes.
I mean, are you saying this is like a child's birthday party at a bowling alley where they threw the guardrails up?
Exactly. Yeah,
that's exactly right. Bumpers, it's the best way to bowl.
Who I will say I'm looking
to not do well.
I'm taking a closer look at the Pistons jersey uniform now that you talked about the lightning bolt and everything.
Yeah,
and
I'm noticing
the detailing of on the back, the lightning, like the piping down the side becomes a lightning bolt in the back, and then the shorts have the lightning bolt. And I'm liking it a lot more now that I'm seeing it in like a 360 degree angle.
Well, that and it's good. Like what? Yeah. Oh, my bad, Jamel. Go ahead.
Oh no, that's it. I was just gonna say that's good, and then Golden State has kind of the same thing on the side. You don't notice it at first, but it's nice.
Yeah, no, I think that's a lot of these are like from afar you're like, what did they do new, or like what chance did they take? And then you get up close and you see like, oh, in the Rip City shit, it's like the, you know, the plaid on the side or whatever. I'm looking at them right now, but like you almost have to get up close, you almost have to spend $130 to have this jersey in your hand to notice. That's a good that point.
They don't make it easy to see these things. Like it's kind of hard to find like good angles on all these. You have to like go deep into like the Nike website to like get multiple shots of them.
I will say in general, it's a good vibe of like some of the stuff they're trying on the bottom left side of the jerseys works for some of them. Like it is like, if you're going to spend this money, at least you get, it's like kind of like a piece of art or something where like you walk by it in your hallway and you're like, oh, this is cool. I didn't notice this thing before. Or I appreciate it in a different way. So, you know, go spend How much was the jersey you bought last night?
I think it was 120. Hold up. I have it. I know this isn't video, but I'm going to see the price tag on it real quick.
They better it's video.
Oh, it's video now. Oh, where'd you get it, CJ? Did you buy it at Staples Center?
No. I was at the Westfield Mall in Arcadia picking up Benihana for Megan. And I was early, so I was just killing time. And I was walking through. It was at House of Hoops at Foot Locker.
They were already selling the jerseys. Is it just the
I think late? This came out early because I think the release date for all of them is on the 15th.
Yeah.
That is, you know what? That's just so much nicer when you see it in person.
The shiny check.
The 75th anniversary check is sick. I mean, here's the thing too.
For our listeners, CJ is holding up the new Lakers LeBron James jersey, and it is beautiful.
This isn't like the team design, but like the detail of the diamond NBA Jerry West logo is sick. Even though we got to change that. But yeah, it's nice. I mean, this is what the Lakers one is like the subtle. People were mad about the colorway because it's kind of like Charlotte Hornets-y, but whatever.
No, that it's a different blue, dude.
You're purple and gold, and it's a deep, deep purple.
It is a very deep purple.
It's nice.
You know, it's Elgin Baylor meets Showtime.
Yeah.
Meets Prince.
Meets Elgin Prince Baylor meets George Mikan.
Yeah, another thing about these jerseys is I think Nike and these teams they do them in a wild color. It's for the fans who go, man, I'm tired of wearing my team's colors all the time. So I think that's why we're getting some wild shit.
Can we go back to Elgin Baylor meeting Prince?
Yeah.
Just forgot this was a comedy show. I like that idea. I just want to sit with that for a second.
Well, speaking of.
All right, I'll play Elgin Baylor. You play Prince. Are you ready?
Scene.
Sounds good. I'm cutting the ass out of my pants right now.
Don't act like they weren't already cut out.
Sorry.
MJ shrug. Sorry.
The third arm's back. Speaking of jerseys kind of getting a new new alternate color that the team's fans didn't get, the Sixers have like kind of a deep navy that is honoring the spectrum. I love the Sixers jersey. I know I'm a Sixers fan, but I said this 1,000 times when we were recording the other day. I'll say it again here one time and one time only. I feel like the Sixers finally have a good jersey for the first time in like 5-6 years.
It looks like the font of, and I mean this in the best way possible, it looks like the font for like the start of like the welcome to the movies with like popcorn. And the soda popping, like you would see at the Vista.
Yeah, it's definitely got a 70s/80s kind of please hit the concession stand kind of color codes to it.
You can hear the saxophone in your mind when you look at this jersey.
No, it gives me a toothache looking at the jersey.
Right. It looks like Jujubee's. Yeah.
When they leaked it with the photo of a Ben Simmons jersey, I instantly became the Eric Andre. Just like, let me in, dude. I need to pay whatever you want to make me pay for this.
I want the Ben Simmons jersey of it also, but they're not going to sell it. I really fucking want it. I found bootleg sites that are selling them already, and they
you got to get one.
They've got fucking Matisse Thybulle and Niang, but they do not have Ben Simmons in the bootleg.
Niang?
Yeah, they have
Ben. You want to give Niang. Us 30 seconds on how you're feeling about Ben Simmons? In general?
We got another non-update this week. Ben Simmons is apparently going to his own therapist, and the Sixers are livid about it. They're back to finding him. I have no opinion. I just want Ben to be happy in another city, and I want the Sixers to get good players to replace him. That's all. What else is there to say at this point? I will say... Broke this morning, the Portland Trailblazers are currently investigating Neil Olshey for toxic workplace kind of shit. I don't know what that means. They hired an outside law firm to investigate their own president of basketball operations. Dame, you know what organization has had no toxicity or rough workplace conditions? The Sixers. Come to Philly, baby.
You know what? I was wondering, that shit broke last night after a win at like 11 p.m. And I was like, Why is this coming out right now?
It does seem like a weird leak. It must truly be not an organized leak, because it felt like a really weird way to like ruin your fucking Robert Covington game winner. Like, how often does that come around and you're ruining it by releasing information on your own organization?
Once every 3 years at most, I feel like. It's like a supermoon.
I don't know. Dame Philadelphia has no issues. Come play for us.
It seems right. The thing about, do the Sixers think they lose the battle if they trade away Ben?
Yes. They think if they don't get back Kevin Durant, they lost. These fucking idiots.
What? I don't know if they see it as a battle, though. I think it's just like, I mean, Peter, what were you going to say?
Well, listen. Benner, I will say, before I bring this up, all of your most popular tweets accidentally are about football, by the way. So now that I've said that, what are the parallels to OBJ and Ben Simmons, if there are any? Because it feels like they're not exactly the same, but there does feel to just be like a general, they're in the same like quadrant of like, I mean, unhappy, it seems like player and Odell team vibes.
Wants to play, though. And they won't let him play. Every time he plays, he gets like 3 flags for wearing cute things.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like most of the league and some of the Browns players are cool with him. Like, the Sixers and fans and the whole league is like, Ben, what are you doing? Odell, it's like some of the like cornerbacks are coming out and be like, hey, he's pretty wide open. You got to throw to him, Baker.
But are we sure? I mean, I guess we'll find out with both of them. Maybe this is the thing that I'm thinking about, is like, we need to see them in their next places to really have an understanding of what's happening now. Is like, it feels like, to your point, Ben, or like, just get him somewhere else, because we need this next bit of time to just assess what's happened over the last year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just, it's ran its course. There's no way to fix it at this point. Ben is just never going to play for the Sixers again. And whatever the reasons are, I think both sides are fucking shit up. I think the Sixers are clearly, look, Dame, don't listen. Dame, if you're listening right now, just skip ahead 30 seconds. The
Dame,
Sixers are
turn
a
off
fucked
your mic.
Up organization.
Turn off your headphones. Like,
I just realized they're 7-2.
Yeah, they're in first place.
Oh, my God.
They're really good right now.
Yeah, they're killing it.
Yeah.
So and fucking with Embiid, trade them for TJ McConnell. I don't care. Like, just get something that is going to make the team even better.
How fucking dare you say trade him for TJ McConnell?
Come on, I mean, TJ Maxx.
What did I say? You got to confront your past, all right?
No, I think... But it is because someone that is smarter than me needs to look into this. But I think the Sixers are currently like number one in offensive rating, number one in like offensive efficiency. And I truly think the difference is that they have people playing point guard that are just willing to shoot. And not that Tyrese Maxey is a great shooter. He's shooting, I think, like 48% or something. But the fact that he's just putting up mid-range shots is actually creating more shots on offense for like Embiid to get a rebound. It's just, all they needed was a guy at point guard to shoot the ball occasionally. And now they're like the best offensive team in the league right now.
Yeah. That's why I thought you were crazy when you said, I don't want Malcolm Brogdon. Who gives a shit? Anyone can do it.
Wait, no. I was saying I would take Malcolm Brogdon and Caris LeVert. Like,
Jameer Nelson.
When that trade was floated, I was like, yes, get Bennett to Indiana for those two players, and I will be happy.
The thing is, though, we always see that stat, and Benner, you've posted it a couple times, that like this is Ben Simmons plus minus with Embiid on the floor. But what is Embiid's plus minus when he's not playing with Ben? Like, is it the same? Is it worse? Like, does Ben make him worse? Because it feels like this is what everybody's been saying the whole time, is like, just surround him with some more shooters and they're basically
only in the playoffs. It worked perfect during the regular season, but once you have to play half court basketball, it just doesn't make any sense to have a dude who doesn't care to shoot, man. We all know this. So are we still talking jerseys? What happened here?
I don't know. Sixers jersey's good. Guys, how do we feel about the Phoenix Suns and a few other teams in similar positions that just kind of ran it back?
I'm happy to get my hands on a Robert Sarver Valley jersey.
Okay, bringing up the Robert Sarver thing. Number one, I think we should all get Robert Sarver jerseys. That'd be very funny. So, Rob, we did talk about this on the pod as well, and it came up in relation to the Sixers. There is an anecdote in the Sarver article about Rich Paul that I think is maybe pretty telling for Ben Simmons' situation. And that anecdote is how when Eric Bledsoe's contract was being negotiated, Sarver and Rich Paul ended up having to email each other directly, at which point Rich Paul essentially told Robert Sarver, "This isn't tennis. You don't know what you're talking about, you fucking idiot," which then blew up the entire situation, leading to, you know, what we all saw happen in 2018 with Eric Bledsoe, including Sarver was demanding that Earl Watson, the then coach of the Suns, fire Clutch over Rich Paul being an asshole. I think, Peter, eventually we'll see, like, Ben Simmons go to another team and we'll get kind of more information in hindsight of what's going on. I think Rich Paul being a bad agent and an asshole and giving Ben Simmons terrible advice is going to be a part of this.
I mean, well, is Robert Sarver dumb?
I mean, he's a fucking asshole racist. I would assume that there's a dumb part of him as well.
Okay. So you're giving him Joe Rogan points. You're saying he's a genius. Bad genius.
All rich people are dumb.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be dumb, though.
Yeah, let us all be as dumb as Robert Sarver.
Are you kidding?
So good at with our dumbness, though, guys.
I'm so good at saying the N-word. Yeah. I'm so good at saying the N-word already.
I did not mean that.
Come on. I'm the best at saying it on this show.
I will give you that. Yeah. You said I was really good at it that one time.
Oh my God. Okay.
No, I didn't. Michael.
No, the fuck I didn't, dude. The point is, the Valley jersey is fine.
Yes.
It's an incredible jersey, but it is just the same jersey.
I couldn't buy it last time, so I'm happy I can buy it this time. Maybe.
But the thing they could have done, just make it white. Make it the home color of the Valley jersey, you know?
Mm. Oh.
That's what some of these teams could have done. Who else did the same?
You could have done that, too.
I know the Wizards did that for the past 3 years. We did a white one, then we did an all-red one for John. We did a blood jersey.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are three white jerseys in here that are at least attempts to be something.
Yeah.
But the New Orleans and the OKC is like someone like put in the Photoshop file and just like forgot to like export the layers.
Desaturated it. Yeah. So last time when we recorded, I did have a fun little quiz that I made. So all these jerseys obviously have deep background on why they did what they did and the history of the team and story and legend and everything. And I did a little quiz. We're not going to do that again because now you guys know all the answers. But I'll just drop in the little factoids in the quiz. The Oklahoma City jersey is all white because rather than pay homage to the team's history, they decided to pay homage to the NBA turning 75. And so they made their whole uniform diamond white, quote unquote.
It's not diamond.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to honor the Tulsa bombings in a jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only because they didn't have basketball back then. So it's just hard to imagine what it would be like to displace a thriving black community.
I bet Timothy McVeigh played basketball. He was pretty tall, wasn't he?
To get off this rib, this is what I said last time.
Thank you. Thank God you're here.
Was it looks like those, like, it's like you get a coloring book and you get a set of markers. It sounds very hacked out and like forced.
Oh, no, nah, it's like
it's
like the cheerleader shoes. You just get a swatch and you can make the jersey green. You can make it blue. Yeah, sure.
Like, I'm going to hand this to my 5-year-old niece and say, in an hour, I'll come back and see what you've done, you know? Like, I mean, but maybe I'll do that, actually.
The first glance of Josh Giddey in this jersey,
yeah,
I'm going to try to make him like an alt-right meme. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to fire up the burner. I'm going to take a bunch of pictures of him and just be like, you know, when Dr. Fauci doesn't know what he's talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, it would be perfect if you made him Sonic colors.
Like the restaurant?
No, the Supersonics.
Oh, true. Why not? Because what do they think? People from Seattle are going to come there and like burn the shit down? They don't even.
I like that. Just like full troll job.
Yeah. People Let's in Seattle, get them and dye them Seattle Supersonic colorways.
That's actually really good. If we get a few of those and then make them green and yellow ourselves.
That's what I'm saying.
Josh Giddey belongs in Seattle.
Yep.
Lugan's Dort. Gosh. He should live in the Space Needle.
Mm-hmm. That is a Lugan's Dort sounds like a supervillain name who would live at the top of the Space Needle.
Lugan's Dort sells me halibut every weekend at the fish market in Seattle.
Mr. Dort.
Timothy McVeigh was 6'3".
Oh, come on.
And a huge basketball fan. He played basketball, it turns out.
What was his lines in high school? What was
it? I don't know. I didn't get
that. Do they have him on Basketball Reference? No, they don't. They don't.
The big Bomber is his nickname.
Okay. All right. Now you have to. Now that
you have to
was
take a
bridge
lap,
too far. Yeah. Come on.
Is this the Patreon episode or not? I can't.
No, this is where this is going out to the public.
Yeah, this is how Ben hurt.
Jamel, talk to me about the Washington jersey a little bit. I look at it, I see Washington bullets, and I love it. How do you feel?
They took the bullets stripes, the original Wes Unseld stripes. We took the new Washington font, which is a remix of that in the first place, and then changed the navy blue to the Gilbert Arenas
Royal blue,
Chris
right?
Whitney era, Tyronn Lue. You know, shouts out to Wizards legends, Jarvis Hayes,
Christian Laettner,
Jan Vesely,
Brendan Haywood,
Jan Mahinmi,
Darius Sungaila,
Mo Wagner.
Yeah.
Friends of the podcast, Mo Wagner.
That's true. And I mean, honestly, I'm thrown off by the two different shades, but I mean, I have to own this, so I will.
It's really nice.
It's really nice.
It's
I like
nice.
It.
It's fresh.
You like that bronze? That bronze trim?
The bronze trim is what makes it for me.
And the you talked about this on the Lost episode, CJ, but the number placement actually for this one is really nice too.
Oh, because they took the original Wizard number too, so it's a different. It's a flip on the number.
Imagine, I know this isn't a sneaker show, but some copper foams with this, Jamel?
Which I do own. Come on. Ooh. Come on, player.
You just gave Jamel a great idea. Jamel, how do you feel about the fact that they've incorporated, I think, 4 different like logos throughout the history in this?
I mean, it's fine. Our logos are the fucking same. Like, every logo is just the hands.
You've got the DC hand. You've got the DMV, which looks like wizard sleeves, if you know what I mean. And then you've got the Washington Monument logo, and then the Washington with the wizard basketball over in the eye. So yeah,
you know what?
I
like how they changed the basketball. I saw a guy when they made the release. You know, one of these guys on Twitter did like a hater breakdown. He's like, what are you doing, bro? Why are you doing this, bro? Are you serious? Are you kidding me, bro? But he's like, you know, just from Indiana talking like that. But anyway.
Oh, okay.
Like.
Yeah, I was so confused.
Strong
about
Bad? Okay. Jerseys?
Yeah.
Emails. Yeah.
But so as someone who has owned merchandise with the original logo, everybody thinks it's a Raptors logo. So the logo was the one with the basketball with the Washington Monument in the middle.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Every time when I first bought my Wizards hat, everybody was like, what is that, the Raptors? and then I would assault them in the street. So at least this
you had to
makes
move out
it,
of Hollywood.
Yeah, at least this makes it look less like the Raptors, which I'm cool
a fan.
With.
Yeah, I feel you.
Let's talk about the Cleveland jersey, because I feel like we were kind of split on that. Peter, how do you feel about it?
I feel great. It's going back to basics. They've had just some awful city unis for probably the most of the last 4 or 5 years. And the fact that they've just kind of kept it tight, simplified some things. I'm just a big fan of them. Like, to me, them being a B, like somewhere in the B minus to B plus range is just fantastic. And also probably the only jersey in the NBA, maybe other than Jumpman, where the Goodyear logo kind of makes the jersey cooler.
The Goodyear, it's the best sponsor patch by far. Used to be General Electric was the best one on the Celtics, but the Goodyear is great.
God, Sam had the authentic. Jersey. I remember she had the authentic Jaylen Brown, and I just like cried looking at a picture of her in the authentic Jaylen Brown with that GE logo.
But yeah, anyway, there are only a couple of logos that actually fit on the jerseys perfectly, and I think Goodyear, just their corporate colors are just a perfect match for the Cavs colors.
I mean, my only problem is it makes me think of NBA Live, which, you know, as an owner of an HP Pavilion, does make me feel good, but then I think everybody on the team is really fast, and they aren't all really fast.
But they did have, yes, that is the exact, like, you're quick, or was it, yeah, like your super fast booster thing.
Yeah, it's like, this is your NBA superpowers.
Well, another thing about these sponsor patches, and I don't know the details. If you're going to sponsor, like, be able to change your colors. Like, some of these are just like, nope, that's our colorway. Those are our colors for our company. Like, on the Rockets shit, which is a near perfect jersey, and then it's just this white rectangle that says Credit Karma Money or whatever.
Money
it was
very big. It says Credit Karma Terrible. Money. Yeah. Money's like bigger. It just says money huge, and it does kind of almost ruin the jersey.
Get a symbol or something. Yeah, like, you guys are crazy. You make me hate your company by ruining a Rockets jersey.
Let me say this. Also, the Cavs, I love the logo. Anytime you can get a man holding a sword involved, I'm with it. And he's got the crazy hat on. But I don't like the center chest placement.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like the NBA to me. I would also love to have seen an investigation into making it black and light blue with the orange. What if it was black and all of that logo was white in the middle with orange
and
light blue?
That's actually
a very
good point. Is the Cavs do believe that their best colors are the wine and gold, but it is actually their Brad Doherty, Craig Elo, Mark Price, Larry Nance era.
The Knicks colorway.
To 92.
Yeah.
But like a softer Knicks version. Yeah. It's like you put the Knicks 90s, through the washer and dryer a couple too many times.
Yeah. It could have been
You know how you can improve this shit? Make that chest logo big, like a hockey jersey type thing, and then make the number be like off, like hanging off the bottom like left.
Yeah. That'd be
nice.
It's
just weird. I feel like the number and the logo are competing. But I like the cut of it. I always love the striping on the piping or whatever, or like the thing. I don't know, but I do like the Cavs are as a team very fun to watch right now.
Speaking of hockey
top
jerseys,
league pass team,
has any? I sent this to the Airbuds chat, but CJ, did you see the Canucks Diwali jersey that they
wear
the night? That we're talking about very jerseys. Sick. That is a fucking beautiful jersey.
Yep.
First time in my life, I was like, I might buy a hockey sweater. Like,
well, I've just been getting into hockey jerseys. I've been sending them to Jamel, but man, once you fall down that rabbit hole, good luck. There's some good stuff. I got a Calgary Hitmen jersey the other day.
Oh shit, you bought that?
Yeah, it just looks like Casey Jones with a hockey stick. It's sick. Look it up.
I'll look it up. Two last things about the Cavs jersey. We mentioned the teams kind of hitting and missing with the thing above the tag, in the lower left. I think the Cavs is really great. If you look, it is the detail is there are seven circles, seven little dots, and the first two are white. The third one is yellow. The fourth one is white, and then the next three are yellow. And that obviously is representative of the games that the Cavs won in 2016 when they won the finals. I fucking love that.
They should have just made the logo LeBron in the middle. Fuck it, dude.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's so much more Mike than like the Bulls just being like, see, we're the team of like, this is just like the Bulls jersey in spirit is should be cool, but it just like embodies how they'll never get out of the Michael Jordan shadow.
Yeah.
Ever. Like everything about the Bulls jersey is like
what I will say,
the team of Michael Jordan.
The photo shoot with Benny the Bull, it's like it's Zach LaVine, it's DeRozan, and I don't know who the third player is. It's not Vooch or Lonzo.
It's not Caruso.
Was it Patrick Williams?
Maybe it was Caruso, but the fourth panel is Benny the Bull. And it's just a really good it kind of turned me around on the whole thing. And they got the shorts. The shorts are like those, like, I feel like Mitchell and Ness has been making these shorts for years.
Yeah.
And now they're okay, we're going to play in them.
I agree. I think they definitely look like Mitchell and Ness, a designer, like, just was like, I'm going to do everything in one pair of shorts. And now
a dude in Philly, in Philly with a koofy on.
Yeah. Literally just finished smoking angel dust.
It was like, yo, I got it. I got it.
Yeah.
The Bulls jersey, in spirit or like in intention, should be good. It just looks like a wrestling singlet to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks a little too 80s high school. Because like a lot of these, they're kind of updated them. I don't know. It looks strange to me. I will not be getting it.
I would respect the Sacramento jersey more if it just said Nutsville.
We can make that happen. We can
purple
we can
design letters,
a Nutsville. Yeah.
Black, Nutsville, USA.
Nutsville.
Testyville. Yeah.
Yeah.
Testy Town.
Testy Town.
Testy Town. Yeah.
just testicles.
Wait,
just
okay. Can testicles. You mention this was another discovery, or someone said it on the last episode? Miami, with all the the combination of every logo or every design.
Yeah, so and they so, use they yeah. take letters from like literally every era of Miami Heat jerseys to make it look like they a magazine cutout ransom letter.
Now, for consumers, they should be excited because of what?
Well, the Miami Heat apparently are going to let the jerseys be fully customizable by customers, including they can customize each and every character of the jersey if they like. Let me look it up. They have up to 5,256 potential combinations. So you could just make any letter, whatever you want, in the font of whatever.
God, they must be getting so much money down there. Can I make the front say Udonis Haslam?
The Miami Udonis?
Just like that Miami says Udonis?
Yeah. Udonis Haslam. You know what I mean?
Am I the only one whenever I see the Heat jersey and I see the UKG sponsor, I always think UGK, and I think that would be like dope if like a rap group could sponsor a jersey.
It's coming. It's coming. For sure, it's coming.
God, can you imagine if it was a picture of Pimp C in their Moments mixtape?
But imagine a Rock quotes, Nation logo
smoke something,
somewhere.
Bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, Rock Nation, if Rich Paul keeps fucking up. Oh, he's not Rock Nation. I mean, where is the merger? Is the merger coming? Clutch and Rock Nation, they come together.
Clutch is already merged with, or I guess was bought by, was it CAA?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. CAA just merged with ICM.
ICP.
ICP is currently unwrapped. Whoop whoop. CJ, when you worked for the Pistons, did you ever have any run-in with like ICP or Juggalo culture?
Let me see. No, I mean, other than what I like sought out, like I sought out the Faygo flavors and whatnot. I was trying, you know, all those flavors. It's my pop of choice. It's called Pop out there. Like a diet strawberry. I always had like a diet strawberry Faygo in my fridge, but never like Juggalo fans or themselves. Yeah, I know our buddy Joe McAdam was like following them for a minute.
There was a point where I was like, genuinely, me and an old coworker were like, we had a hiatus coming up, and it happened to like land over when the gathering of the Juggalos was going to go, and we were going to go with a film crew and like shoot something there. And then it turned out that like that was the year that like everyone had the idea to make a documentary about the gathering of the Juggalos, so we're
including
like,
Joe McAdam.
Yeah, and so we're like, nope, we're good, we're not going to do it, but. Yeah,
I think the intention, you want to go and make fun of these people, but then you see it and you're like, I wish I loved anything as much and like had as much community as these people, you know?
Yeah, I think we genuinely, it was like clearly ridiculous, but also like just seemed like these people are earnest and fun, and we wanted to go be around that.
I mean, the comedy's close, but I'm not going to jump anybody because of comedy. That's the only difference. Like imagine if you went to a show and an audience member was being rude and then we all jumped them.
That's happened tight. In Chicago. That has certainly happened in Chicago. When you have a lot of Irish comedians and shows go bad, when you're surprising people in bars with comedy shows, that happens.
Yeah, I think that happens in Boston as well. At the end of every show, they say don't tip your server. They say jump your server, and then they all
get to work. Okay.
And what I'm saying, Jamel, is we can bring that here. I'm down with it. You just point out.
LA is back, dude. You want me to point out some guys? I got you, dude. I got you.
Starting tonight.
Yes. All right.
Head to the Elysian Theater tonight. Head to the Elysian Theater tonight. Jamel Johnson and Megan Gailey will beat the shit out of you after the show.
And my unborn child.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Megan is kicking for two. Yeah. The Spurs jersey, guys. What do you guys think about that? We didn't really talk about that one. I love it in theory, but I can't get on board with it, I think.
It's just a summertime thing. It's not a year-round jersey.
Looks unfinished.
Yes.
Yeah,
Labor Day. Before you could only wear it before Labor Day. Yeah,
precisely. This seems like prime frat boy at a music festival, like kind of like this is Coachella. We'll see the Spurs jersey at Coachella about like on a bunch of guys who probably
hate the Spurs.
Yeah,
a bunch of guys who are like the Spurs are boring.
But DeJounte Murray will probably look cool as hell in this because he's one of the coolest players.
This is true.
I do love DeJounte Murray. He's on my fantasy, one of my fantasy teams.
Yeah, he looks like Gerald from Hey Arnold in real life.
Yeah.
I do love on the shorts, they do have a little State of Texas logo that has a Roadrunner dribbling a basketball. Did you guys see this?
No, that's amazing.
Hold on, I'll try to, I'll drop it in our chat. But it's really, it's honestly like I kind of like just want a t-shirt with this on it.
What is sadder right now? The watching the Pelicans play basketball or the fact that they didn't even like they forgot the homework assignment for the 75th anniversary.
I mean, there's nothing they can do, dude. They're handcuffed by the fact that they can't talk about jazz.
Oh, that's very nice. Well, you know what it is? There's a very nice ABA reference too.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Was the San Antonio logo when they're in the ABA a Roadrunner?
I don't know, but it's an ABA basketball.
Oh yeah, that's a fair point. I missed that.
It's a very like Dr. Seuss looking design.
Yes. Cartoon. Oh, the places you'll go.
Like in the 90s when we had that era of like block, just wild block lettering and like what was supposed to be futuristic, if we lean towards Dr. Seuss and had mascots and characters and fonts like that, that's what we need to do with the next rebranding of NBA.
Well, CJ, you're married to a Pacers fan. Pacers jerseys, by the way, I think we agreed on the last episode, are beautiful, good jerseys. Very maybe you have some insight on this, being married to an Indiana person. Why did the Fort Wayne Mad Ants, the G League team of the Pacers, have the Grateful Dead jerseys? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I feel like I kind of know. I'm going to look it up.
They just thought it was fire, man. They had found out. They
are fire, yeah.
Somebody found out about acid.
But that's not even just the G League or those leagues. They do crazy shit. You ever see the Emeka Okafor SpongeBob?
Yeah, there was the Delaware 87ers. It was the SpongeBob uniform is fucking crazy.
And that's what the NBA needs to lean into. That's what we want. That's what I'll buy. Like my hometown G League team were the Erie Pepperoni Balls. And that is just a snack that was famous in only my town.
Did you name them?
For real. Did you? It's incredible. CJ,
did you not tell me that you named a fucking professional basketball team?
I ate enough pepperoni balls growing up that they were like, we got to name a G League team off it.
Yeah, this little chubby kid, we've seen him around town eating pepperoni balls.
We see him on Reddit NBA.
Yeah.
He'll enjoy this. He'll post it on his Twitter account. But yeah, I mean, it's sick. His
pepperoni account? All right.
Yeah, the little mascot is incredible. But yeah, I think that kind of stuff should be, I think, in court. Like, I don't know if it was some kind of callback to, remember when the Grateful Dead outfitted the Lithuanian national team with Grateful Dead jerseys for their Olympic run? Like, is it a reference to that, or is there some kind of connection to Indiana, to the Grateful Dead? I don't know. I should know this before I started talking about it on the podcast.
No, I mean, we could go down, we could talk for ages about some of those crazy G League jerseys.
Yeah. There was one thing we did on the last episode that I liked that CJ had the idea for. Like, what's the jersey that you know sucks but you kind of love?
Oh yes. All right. And I gotta pull it back up.
Switch my answer to this. I'm actually gonna go with the Raptors jersey.
Raptors jersey, which is basically the old OVO jersey, but now with the 90s Raptors logo.
Yeah, and it's not good. And I just don't like the gold and black vibe for them, because I think they've really lost the purple. Purple is such a good color in general, but it is still a pretty nice jersey. I saw a couple of those last night when the Cavs were playing them, and they just looked pretty good.
Would it be crazy if they made the stripes purple?
That's I just something. Bring back purple.
Yeah,
I think that might work, the purple, because they do have these really subtle kind of lightning bolt type pinstripes on it. I guess they're supposed to mimic maybe a maple leaf ridge. But yeah, seeing that purple would actually, I think purple, gold, and black, I think that would look beautiful.
But Peter, that's a great point too. When you see players wearing them and they're in action, you're like, all right, that's actually pretty sick.
Because it's when it's on a hanger, you're like, well, I don't, well, fuck that. But then you just see him out and about, and you're like, well, yeah.
You know what I just hanger realized also? Shoot, yeah. I was going to say that I liked that, unlike every other team that has won championships, have somehow incorporated these are all the championships we've won into their jersey somehow, usually on the bottom left. Toronto did not do that. They put Welcome Toronto in the Toronto, kind of looks like a Hollywood sign logo. And I was like, oh, that's good for them for not being insecure and feeling like they don't need to talk about the championship they won. But then I noticed that the Raptor is wearing the Kawhi Leonard Toronto Raptors jersey, the We the North kind of pointing upward like is and yeah, he's like wearing the Raptors wearing the championship jersey.
Yeah, yeah, they want to remember a time.
He is Kawhi.
Yeah, the claw. He's got a claw.
Yeah.
I've changed my mind on the Charlotte jersey. I still don't like the big green stripe, but I'll wear it. I would agree to wear it.
Yeah.
The whole thing should be honeycombed.
That's what I'm saying. Pick one.
Pick the one.
Honeycomb is a great next thing to do.
And guess what?
Honeycomb.
You can make the honeycomb green and purple if you want to, bitch. Like you don't have to just pick one.
You heard it, folks. Jamel Johnson says, "Me want honeycomb."
Me want honeycomb.
My pick. I don't think people feel strongly about it, but I feel like people aren't shouting it out enough. Is just Memphis. The Grizzlies jersey is so simple, yet again, you get up close and you see that the piping.
Yeah, it's got that Legends of the Hidden Temple piping.
Yeah.
Yeah, the shorts are also really beautiful. They do incorporate the classic Vancouver Grizzlies logo on the leg. There's also on the belt buckle, there's the claw grabbing, the bear claw grabbing the basketball. And yeah, just the fucking Legends of the Hidden Temple piping is beautiful when you look at it up close. It's also the only jersey without, am I correct in saying this? They don't have a jersey sponsor?
Oh, I guess not.
There's a few people. The Wizards don't have a sponsor yet either, because they wouldn't let Spencer Dinwiddie sponsor his Bitcoin.
Yeah.
His Ethereum wallet.
Yeah. That's to say, yeah, it's hard to put Ethereum up there.
That's actually a big surprise. We're not seeing a lot of those weird ass companies that popped up over the last year or two.
Yeah.
I'm with you, CJ, though. Like, if you're a brand, you have an opportunity to make your logo unique to the team that you're sponsoring.
Yeah.
And it's such a miss to say, like, I have to say Credit Karma money on the Rockets jersey and not try to assimilate into the jersey. Because think about how much time on this pod we were like, Goodyear's fucking tight. Like that.
Yeah.
Everyone has an opportunity to do that with their brand. And they're like, no, I just have to do Shopify on here. That's it. I don't care if it's not
your money. Do a money sign. Do a cool cash symbol. Like, at least make it the same colors.
Yeah. Try. Just try. That's it. Just try.
Well,
Go ahead.
Well, I hope that the Wizards let Vivid Videos sponsor them. Is what I was going to say. Continue, Benner.
Well, I was just going to say that my pick for sucky jersey that I know is ass, but I kind of like anyways, is still the Dallas Mavericks. And I think it's all because of the big cowboy hat that they put all over the fucking thing. Like the cowboy hat on the D for Dallas, the cowboy hat on the M for Mavericks. Like there's just something funny about the cowboy hat to me.
You know, I just bought me a cowboy hat too. So
I'm aware.
He's been owning that shit all week.
Howdy, partners.
But yeah, it makes me think of the Texas oilman from The Simpsons. They're like this cowboy hat on here, and that makes me smile. So, you know,
happy.
That's yeah.
Well, guys, we don't have to talk about every jersey, right? We should probably just.
I think we should wrap this up. I mean, we've been running, like Forrest Gump said.
If we do over an hour, we owe Peter $1,000. So we should probably get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. CJ, thank you for joining us and rejoining us. Is there anything you want to plug before we get out of here? I mean, everyone knows you. Everyone knows and follows Follow Through.
We've
all seen Sneak Studio. This. Yeah.
Follow Through dot Studio. Follow Through.
Yeah, we're doing stuff. Follow me on Twitter. Follow Through dot Studio. Making some.
You don't need any help finding followers on Twitter. You got Josiah fucking shouting you out on NBA and TNT. Nobody follow this man.
Nobody. Yeah. Stop following me.
Unfollow CJ today.
Shout out to Peter and Jamel ripping out armrests at Staples Center. That's what I want to plug.
Yeah. Follow.
I didn't rip it out on purpose.
Yeah, it wasn't on purpose.
Yeah. He's like
It's out now.
Got caught on. And then Jamel, how did you even, did you put it like in your jacket? I feel like you like,
yeah, I just
you shoved it into your actual arm of your jacket, I think.
It's a long walk out of that arena for you to say you didn't purposely.
I made it. What am I going to do? Go to event staff and be like, hey, excuse me, sir. I'm sorry. We broke a seat.
Follow us at Airbuds Pod on everything, at Danger Moses for Peter on Twitter, at Nonprofit Comic for Jamel. Listen to The Rumor on Blue Wire. And Peter, I got to say,
yeah,
I'm loving the fucking Rumor. It's awesome.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Subscribe to every Blue Wire podcast possible. And we love you guys.
Every single one.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye.
Peace.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.